more than a random act of sportsmanship. I'm John Johnson, and we'll have a guest commentary on that next on MHSAA Perspective.
Applications are now being accepted for high school game officials. The recruitment of officials is a never-ending one. There is always a need for new officials. If you love sports, love working with kids, and are looking for an opportunity to be involved in school sports, submit your application online today. Visit MHSAA.com to register or for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
The old saying that someone showing an act of good sportsmanship is more powerful than just talking about it is absolutely right. Our actions have to speak louder than our words when it comes to the values that make up sportsmanship: ethics, integrity, respect, kindness. And it's those values that were definitely imparted in a recent boys basketball game in the Upper Peninsula that Jack Hall of affiliate station WCHT in Escanaba explains in a guest commentary this week.
Some people give lip service to the importance of sportsmanship and to the notion that there are things that are more important than winning a game. But then there are those who rise above it all and do something that brings out the true reason why we have high school sports in the first place. I'm referring to Jake Polfus and the Kearney NATO Wolves basketball team. To tell this story, we have to go back to football season, when Bark River Harris star receiver Dustin Getzloff went up for a pass along the sidelines in a game against the North Central Jets. Getzloff caught the ball all right, but he twisted his knee in the process. The news was bad. Getzloff, and this his senior year, would not play football or basketball, where he was to be the Broncos' star player on the court. Well, fast forward to this week, which was senior night for the Bark River Harris Broncos basketball team playing against the Kearney NATO Wolves. And there was Getzloff, suited up, but unable to play. But Polfus, the son of legendary Kearney coach Paul Polfus, made sure that Getzloff did play. Working with Bark River Harris coach Bill Bauer, the idea was to let Getzloff score a basket at the beginning of the game, putting the Wolves behind 2-0. Now, the Broncos give up a basket the other way to tie the game at 2. Then, as time wound down on a Bronco victory, Polfus intentionally got a technical foul. Why? So that Getzloff could step to the free throw line and make 2 foul shots. The crowd was on its feet, both Bark River Harris and Kearney NATO fans alike. Getzloff made both shots. Bark River Harris won the game 59-41. Something tells me I'll never remember the final score of this basketball game, but remember the 4 points that were scored by Dustin Getzloff.
Thanks, Jack. That's a great lesson for all of us to learn from as the March Magic tournament season approaches. And tournament action can be found on the MHSAA.tv website as live video from every match on every map at the Team Dual Wrestling Finals in Battle Creek will be offered online. You can catch the Division III quarterfinals at 1 p.m. on Friday, followed at 3:15 by action in Division I, then Division II at 5:30, and Division IV at 7:45. On Saturday, you can watch the Division I and III semifinals beginning at 9:30 a.m., followed by Divisions II and IV at 11:45. The finals in all 4 divisions will be live online at 4 p.m. And next weekend, all matches from the individual wrestling finals at the Palace of Auburn Hills will be available at MHSAA.tv. If you can make it to Battle Creek in person, you can avoid the lines at the box office by purchasing your tickets online. Visit the MHSAA website for more information. And join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, a production of the Michigan High School Athletic Association.